This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Started out talking about Black Friday and ended up getting a call about cryptocurrency, specifically central bank digital currencies, which is not the same thing as a cryptocurrency. And that led into Hillary Clinton versus crypto, and who knows where we're going to go next. But we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about, including the New York governor instituting a lockdown. Or sorry, not lockdown, but I bet that's coming. She's instituted a state of emergency due to the Omicron so-called variant.
Their state of emergency ended?
Yeah, right?
Shocker. Lockdown 2 in 3D. Lockdown harder.
So, but first we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got to start things out in hour 2. Padraig is on the line listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Padraig.
Gentlemen, first off, let me start out with saying that Joe Biden must be a racist, seeing as how he's banned all the travel from Africa to America.
Yeah, you know how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the mainstream media attacked Donald Trump for doing the exact same thing, except to the Middle East and I think Nigeria?
No, it was actually Africa.
Was it Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read the quote from Joe Biden regarding Trump and his ban on travel to Africa.
Right.
Like, the quote is literally about banning travel to Africa and how Trump's a racist because he's banned, blah, blah, blah.
We read, actually, some of the old quotes from Biden and Harris last night where they just laid into Trump for this, how it was un-American and blah, 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 and now they're doing the exact same.
And my favorite part about this is that African is actually race, whereas Muslim is not a race. So, I mean, Trump got called a racist for making a Muslim ban, including the fact that one of those countries was not an Arabic country.
And all they got to go is they just have to go down and join the caravan coming up from Guatemala.
Well, I don't think that anybody should be banned from coming into the United States. So whether you're coming from Guatemala or, you know, China or whatever, if you want more freedom, you are somebody that should be here, in my opinion. And so it just goes to show that Joe Biden is just like Donald Trump. And that's not the only story about how Biden is once again doing exactly what Trump has been doing. Here's another headline from Axios. Biden is now restarting Trump's Remain in Mexico program. So I guess it's under court orders, but nonetheless, he's doing it, and it's not the only thing that that he's been doing.
Kids are still in cages; they just moved them to military bases. They're all the same. All politicians are the same. Right. Just another empty suit with a different name.
Okay, I concur. I do agree with you.
All right.
Here's my question: where was the inception of cryptocurrency started from? Because if Hillary, I know a lot of rich people that had a lot of money, that they invested in cryptocurrency when it very, very first came out, and it was almost nothing. But poor people don't keep their money in banks, and poor people really don't invest in cryptocurrency.
I was poor, and I did.
That there was a lot of rich people or people with...
You do not have to be poor, rich, to invest in cryptocurrency. If you've got 20 or 50 bucks or whatever laying around, you know, a lot of poor people drink a lot of beer.
We are only now starting to reach the point where it's rich people investing in this. I mean, up until recently, it was almost exclusively either technologically involved or were
teenagers in some cases.
Yeah, or saw the political change that could come about this because they're anarchists and libertarians.
Right, the ideologues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where did the inception come about for cryptocurrency?
It's a bit of a long story. I mean, I'll try to keep it short.
Short answer is Halloween 2009.
Okay, but there was a lot leading up to that, and that is that on the internet for decades there were these, I believe they're called cypherpunks.
Cypherpunks, right?
A group of, you know, computer geeks who I don't even know, you know, how to describe what their philosophy is, but it's independent and, you know, they want, you know, privacy.
Yeah, they were privacy advocates for what was known as the Wild West of the Internet, right? Don't put your, remember the old school Internet? Don't put your real name out, any of your regular information online because it's the wild and it's dangerous. And, like, now, like, what happened to that rule?
Yeah, everybody does that now. And so over these decades, the cypherpunks were trying to figure out a way to create, you know, more privacy around finances. And ultimately, Satoshi Nakamoto is the name of the person or persons who finally cooked up the solution to allowing the individual to have total control over their own value that they create in life. And that is Bitcoin. And that's what was launched at the in January of 2009 and has become the most successful, if you want to call it an investment, in the last decade by far. Nothing even comes close to the success of Bitcoin, and it's a huge mistake to think, and this is one of the most common mistakes, Bedreg, is to think that you have to have $55,000 to buy a whole Bitcoin in order to get into Bitcoin. You don't. If you got, like I said, $50 sitting around, then you can get into this. $20 even, depending. Like, you can go to, and you don't even need a bank account. There are Bitcoin vending machines all over the United States. In fact, the U.S., I believe, is the country that has more Bitcoin vending machines, or Bitcoin ATMs, as some people call them, you know, like, more than any other country. So there's a good chance, if you were to go to a website like coinatmradar.com and look up your local area, that you will see, hopefully, at least one. And if you're lucky, more than one. Like here in New Hampshire, little old New Hampshire, I think the last time I checked, there were 70 or 80 of these things. And
okay, can you listen to me for a minute?
Please, yeah.
Here's my concern. I go around to all these stores. I mean, I go in the store once in a while, and I see that everybody's got a coin shortage sign out.
Huh.
So I think people are hiding or keeping more of their coins because you can build a ship out of metal, but you can't build a ship out of Bitcoin. And if something happens like an EMP blast or something like that, or the Internet goes down for whatever reason, China sends a hypersonic missile, or Russia, whoever, something happens to the Internet, we all go down. And the only thing that you have is what's in your pocket.
You definitely don't want to. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, Bedreg. So it certainly would be a bad idea to put all of your value into to cryptocurrency. I think. I think it wouldn't hurt to have something like gold or silver on hand. But keeping government pot metal is a waste of space. Holding on to things like government money, like coin, like you know, quarters or half dollars or whatever, it's a waste of space. Go ahead and turn those into gold. Backs,
unless you have a plan for something to do with your zinc, because that's what's in those.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically worthless.
You guys are right. If you take a penny, a modern-day penny, and cut it in half with a pair of scissors or dikes or whatever, inside, it's not copper anymore.
That hasn't been for a long time.
Right.
And the other ones aren't silver anymore. I believe it was 1964 when they stopped doing 90% silver coins. So there used to be. If you come across an old, you know, something before 1964 dime or quarter, those are actually worth holding on to because those are like 90% silver. That's actually worth something and will continue to be worth something likely on into the future. But just holding on to regular old quarters and nickels and dimes, waste of space.
Yeah.
Turn those things into gold and or silver. If you don't want to get crypto, get something like gold backs.
Now, what I think is happening,
I hate to interrupt you, but you guys are right again, because I've been investing in 1943 coins.
There you go. What were you going to say?
What I think is happening with the coin shortage, at least in part, is that they're sort of slowly, you know, frog boiling us into accepting the central bank digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they could make enough coins so that it meets our demand, but they're reducing the amount of coins that they're making, and they'll probably keep doing that and keep doing that, and they'll reduce the amount of bills that get printed next, and then there'll be a bill shortage.
They want to incentivize people to use digital forms of payment that they control.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. I think that's much more likely than coins are missing because people are shoving them under their mattress. Thank you, Bedreg. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. But look, I'm not telling you what to do, okay? I'm just saying, if you want to get out of the dollar, there are some places you can go that are likely going to be much safer
yes.
in the future. Gold and silver have historically held their value when compared to inflation over the years. Now, if you look at gold over the last decade, it ain't that impressive as far as, you know, how much it has gone up.
And even with an EMP, if we get the internet back, there will still be a record of your cryptocurrency.
Correct. Bitcoin never goes away as long as somebody's got a copy of the blockchain somewhere, and there are thousands of copies of it. So likely the internet is going to come back, even if it goes down at some point.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just talking about living on cryptocurrency. Captain, you were getting into crypto, you literally do get 100% of your paycheck in cryptocurrency.
Well, I make it that way, so...
You convert.
Yeah, I do some work, a 1099 style,
mm-hmm.
and when I get a check from that, I do deposit the check into a bank account that's linked to an exchange, and then I just convert it all immediately into cryptocurrency. I had been doing that
mm-hmm.
for quite some time, doing dollar cost averaging. Nice. I would take a percentage of my paycheck whenever I got paid, you know, 10% or whatever, or a dollar, $100 or something like that, every time I got paid, and I would just flip that into cryptocurrency. And it worked out really well. And then,
crypto tends to, doesn't always, but has historically gone up in value over time, whereas you know the dollar's going to go down.
Yeah, it has for me in the time that I've been into it, and it's, I guess it's been a decade now.
And dollar cost averaging is a very successful, historically has been very successful as far as
yeah.
people winning at getting into cryptocurrency.
Yes. And so it just so happened that, you know, I moved here
mm-hmm.
and I can, you know, all of a sudden I'm in like a cryptocurrency toy land. I'm like, oh, I can get food. I can get pizza. I can, you know, get
your hair fixed.
Well, I don't really do that, but, you know.
Well, they do have a barber here.
They though. Do, yeah. I can go to the corner news shop and, you know, get all sorts of stuff there,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just the newspaper, but, you know, so I'm like playing around with this stuff. I did an experiment a while ago where I lived like an entire week off of cryptocurrency just using the places that accept it directly, right? Using, you know, my wallet and that kind of a thing. And I'm like, oh, that was fun. And I did it. It was a little difficult because you can't do like regular grocery shopping. You know, you can't just go into a large grocery store.
Not directly.
But, you know, so it was a little difficult to only live off of just the small businesses mm-hmm. here in the Keene area that are directly accepting cryptocurrency. So I did that, and then, you know, technology evolves. Somebody's offering one of these crypto debit cards. I went and got one just to see what it was like, and, you know, I wanted to feel the joy of, you know, putting my debit card into, I don't know, like a
gas
station and filling up my car, right? Just to say that, you know, I just filled up my tank with cryptocurrency, you know? There's a little bit of prestige there, you know? And so I did that, and then, like, just because I'm sort of naturally exploring all these things, I took a look around at, like, my financial environment, and I went, is there any reason for me not to just put everything I get into cryptocurrency? And the answer was no. There's no reason for me not to at this point. I can, you know, if I need to pay a bill, I can do so online with my crypto debit card or whatever. I do have to write one check because there's a state-based agency.
The government.
It's my water bill of all things where they actually will accept a credit or debit card,
uh-huh.
but not over the phone. You have to go visit them in
and
person.
And you probably have to pay 3% on top of the bill.
I have to write one. I was completely check-free, and then I moved here.
So you have like a bank account with like a couple $100
that's
in it.
That's exactly what I have.
All right, let's go to Ken. He's in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. I don't know if they have any of these stores where you are, but there's a lot of stores in this area known as the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And up until this point, the Dollar Tree has had a policy where everything in the store was
$1. Yeah.
Well, I just heard the other day that they are going to have to go to $1.25, I think it is, because
yep.
they can't
yes.
hold the line anymore.
They have a plan to go to $1.25 by April, I believe, of next year.
Change their name to the $2.53
anyway.
Yeah, inflation roars on. But let's hope we don't get like Zimbabwe. A friend of mine went to the local coin and novelty store, and he actually purchased it's either a $10 million or $100 million Zimbabwe bill.
Yeah,
I'm a Zimbabwe millionaire myself.
Yeah.
Millionaire, bro. We've got $10 trillion Zimbabwe money right there on the wall.
There you
want to talk about big money, you're literally sitting with trillionaires.
I am amongst the elite.
Yeah.
He carries the bill in his wallet and says, I have $10 million here. Let me show you.
Yeah.
And shows people the Zimbabwe note.
So that is a great idea to like carry it around, do a little show and tell with it. Now, you know what would combo with that really good would be the gold back. And Ken, if you haven't seen The Gold Back yet, I think you're going to like it. They're not a sponsor on the show, but I love them. I'm a huge fan. I know, Captain, you carry them around a lot. I usually see them sticking out of your pocket. Tonight, you don't have them with you in that front pocket. But
I usually go. We have a gathering on Sundays, and I'll take them with me because, well, we never know who's going to show up.
One other quick comment, you can Google this. I've seen it. I do believe it to be an actual, honest to goodness photograph. I don't think it's been photoshopped or anything, but there is a picture of a woman, I think, after World War One in Germany, taking the German money and actually putting it in her stove or her furnace and
to
burning
keep warm.
Because it was so much easier just to go ahead and burn the money rather than go try to find some wood or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, was it Greece or some one of these economies that had the hyperinflation where people were taking the currency and making clothing out of them because it was easy to like overlap and stitch and sew.
Yeah.
And it had no value anyway, so they were like, well, we might as well make something out of it.
They're making purses out of the Venezuelan Bolivar today. You can buy a very nice looking purse with all the beautiful colors of the Venezuelan currency because they weaved it together. Ken, check this out. When you get a chance, go to go online, look for goldback.com, and look at their beautiful 1/1000th of an ounce actual spendable form of gold. It's absolutely incredible. What else did you want to share?
Okay. Thank you. I just want to say I certainly enjoyed the program, and you guys have a good evening.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate hearing from you.
And that photo is definitely legitimate because, I mean, when you reach the point where it requires an entire wheelbarrow full of money.
Just to buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah, to literally buy a loaf of bread, then at that point, it is worth more to you as a source of fuel than it is as
a form
of currency.
And, the dollar might get there sooner than you think.
It is scary.
I'm kind of amazed that it took us this long. Because, I looked at how much they printed in 2020, and I'm like, crud.
Yeah.
That is not going to take... I'm amazed it took us this long, and it's only starting to get us at, 20-25% inflation in prices of goods at this point.
Yeah.
But that's going to keep going. This is not the whole of 2020 as far as the inflation. We are just on the first edge of all of the money printing that they've been doing. And guess what?
They're not stopping. No, they're keeping it going. They're going to crank it up. And that's just how they're going to do it. They're going to waste this thing. They're going to extract every penny out of people as they possibly can get away with until people finally wake up and do something about it. Now, Captain, you were talking about how you put everything into cryptocurrency. You keep a little bit to pay one particular bill that you still have to pay with the U.S. dollar. And you're using things like tools that help you with this, like a crypto-backed debit card. And I think you give them credit if you've been enjoying the experience. What crypto-backed debit card are you using?
I'm using Uphold.
Uphold.com.
Yeah, and only for that purpose. They keep sending me emails about, hey, you can do this, and you can look at all these other things we do. And I'm like, I'm enjoying this right now. I'll look at that stuff later.
It's a centralized exchange. It's just like Coinbase or whatever. They're, in my opinion, a little better than Coinbase, though, because Coinbase is the most evil of all of them.
Agreed.
And we might reach the point where right now, 3.5 cents of copper that you find in a nickel is worth more as copper than it is as a spending currency.
603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world and the United States coming to grips with word that there is a new and quickly spreading COVID-19 variant that's potentially more contagious and less responsive to vaccines. Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
I do encourage everyone to get vaccinated, but I also think that is a decision that every individual should make, a decision that should not be mandated by the government.
The CDC says no cases of the new variant have yet been identified in the U.S., though Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely already here. The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An American Airlines flight from Guatemala to Miami lands safely today, but they found there was an unexpected passenger, a stowaway in the plane's landing gear. He was alive and didn't seem to be harmed any, but he was taken away in an ambulance to a nearby hospital to be checked out. An American Airlines released a statement saying Flight 1182, quote, was met by law enforcement because of a security issue, and they're working on the investigation. A tragic story out of Minnesota where a 5-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot, according to police. Killed when a group of teens found a rifle in a garage. They decided they'd make a video for social media where they were using the rifle, but without intending to hurt anyone, police say the teenager, a 13-year-old, was handling the gun, and it went off, fatally shooting the 5-year-old in the head. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
We're talking about money, whether it's central bank digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, gold and silver. That's the discussion on the table at the moment. But, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to talk about. In fact, I've got a story related to money. We talk frequently about Venezuela as well, and there's an update on what they're doing there to create a bit of an economic boost, apparently, which is something the people of Venezuela desperately need under their socialist government. So we can talk about that and more, but, you know, we've been discussing cryptocurrencies, and if you're going to get into crypto, you need to take some time to learn about the differences between cryptocurrency wallets out there. A lot of people will use a phone, like a smartphone device, to hold their crypto, and that's fine for, like, your typical spending, right? Like, if you are like you, Captain, I would be like you, but I can't do the stupid bail conditions I'm on right now.
Right.
You regularly go to local businesses here in the Keene area that accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Bitcoin.
Yeah, I love the fact that my my favorite bar finally went back to accepting cryptocurrency again.
Ooh, where's this?
Murphy's Tavern in
They stopped?
Well, Officially they did, but none of their staff was actually capable of doing it.
Oh, jeez. So they finally trained the staff?
Yep.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because Murphy's is like basically the only place in Manchester you can actually spend crypto, right. Sadly. But not the case in Keene, where there's literally like probably close to a dozen brick-and-mortar, mom-and-pop kind of businesses here that accept cryptocurrency. So you're using your phone wallet for that, because it's convenient.
Right.
You've got it with you. It's easy to access. And, of course, that's also the downside, is you have it with you, and it's easy to access as far as if you have savings. As far as if you've got cryptocurrency that is, say, more than you would normally keep in your cash wallet, more than you would feel comfortable keeping on you.
Yep.
You want to look at other options, like the BitBox. It is a hardware wallet, but one of the things that really separates it from the other hardware wallets out there is it's 100% open source. So if you've got Bitcoin BTC or you've got Ethereum, you definitely want to look at the BitBox as a pretty serious contender. Again, open source means that programmer types anywhere on the internet can actually read the code and they can know what's going on the inside of this device. So go to box.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the BitBox there. You can order your own BitBox and get 5% off when you use code FTL.
Oh, nice.
Free Talk Live. So, yeah, 5% off the BitBox with code FTL. We've been collecting entries for a giveaway that we're going to do of the BitBox coming up on Monday night. We're going to do an episode of Free Your Talk Live with me and Aria, and I think Bonnie will be joining us for that as well. And we'll pick the winner during the episode of Free Talk Live. It's not too late for you to enter. So if you've been putting this off, you've been procrastinating, because we've been covering this for at least 2 or 3 weeks now, this is your last chance. Tomorrow, Aria is going to cut off the entries at some point tomorrow. So if you're going to do it tonight. Go to video.freetalklive.com. That's our Odyssey channel. Follow us on Odyssey. If you haven't already, follow us there. Screenshot it to prove that you did it. And then post that screenshot on our social media platform. Now, there's a few steps involved here, right? But there's been a few dozen people, apparently, that have done this already. But that still means your odds are pretty good of winning this thing, right? Like 1 out of 30 or 1 out of something like that. That's pretty good.
I like winning.
So, yeah, social.freetalklive.com is our social media site. You just post to your profile there. Tag Aria. So post the picture proving you're a follower of our Odyssey channel.
Mm-hmm.
Tag Aria with @Aria. And then you'll be in the drawing for Monday night.
So now, is that ability to see how much is contained in the wallet really the advantage over just, like, you know, having a scrap of paper with either your private key or your seed phrase?
Well, I mean, a scrap of paper is obviously, you know, what you're talking about is a private key. Or not private, what's it,
paper wallet.
That's a very good secure kind of way of, you know, keeping crypto, because it's offline. Essentially, mm-hmm. You generate the paper wallet and then you send the crypto to it. But it's also just a piece of paper, and you could lose it. It could easily be taken from you,
if it's not in a
secure location or something like that. Whereas a hardware wallet like the BitBox is backed up by a password. You know, if somebody gets their hands on it, they're not going to be able to see your balances. They're not going to be able to transfer your coins. Whereas if they get their hands on your paper wallet, they have complete access to your cryptocurrency.
And if you've managed your seed phrase, when you activate the wallet properly, even if you lose the piece of hardware or somebody steals it or it falls out of your pocket or whatever, and you're like, oh, I can't find it. No, you didn't. You just go buy a new one. And then load up the phrase, and you've got all your money back.
So check it out at box.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about these alternatives to using cash, because we know that the government money of, you know, wherever we're talking about, whether it's Venezuela or the United States or whatever, you know that the value of the government money is going down.
Yeah.
And some of them go down faster than others, but it's like we said earlier, it's a race to the bottom. So you got to look at other alternatives. Now, Captain, you're taking basically your entire paycheck now,
yes,
converting it to cryptocurrency, and then using that to buy things, everything, basically, in your life. But at the same time, you didn't go 100% because you do still have gold backs, right?
I do, yes, that's true. And, in fact, one of our favorite places here in town is accepting those as
that's
well
amazing.
for it's a restaurant that for, mm-hmm. for dinner and that kind of a thing. So my point is that I'm trying to get out of the dollar, which is kind of the gist of what we've all been talking about here tonight. I know you mentioned somebody that's been living off of it. I'm a fan of Andreas Antonopoulos. He wrote the book on Bitcoin. He also wrote the book on Ethereum. He has, I was sort of inspired by him. He has been doing all of his speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. He's a crypto evangelist. He knows the history of, you know, sort of the what do we call them, the cypherpunks, mm-hmm. the pre-cryptocurrency days. He was involved in their mailing lists and that kind of stuff. And when he read Satoshi's white paper, he claims that he just sort of went into a trance and just sort of spent all of his days and nights. Wow. You know, he would just have coffee, maybe eat a little something and study the blockchain, study the Bitcoin and that kind of stuff. And he put all his thoughts together and put it into a book, of course. Mm. And so now he makes his living as a cryptocurrency evangelist, an author, if you will. And he has been living off of cryptocurrency the entire time. He has an organization nice. Underneath him now. They all get paid in cryptocurrency.
Awesome.
He books all of his flights in he gets paid for his appearances. If they pay him in USD for some way, shape, or form, they have methods of transducing that into cryptocurrency. Right. So everything his organization takes in is crypto. Everything that goes out right. is crypto, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, the government must hate that.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention about the debit card thing is the one that I have does do some cash or some crypto back
mm-hmm.
as well.
2%,
and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every now and again, you know, your phone buzzes and you're like, I didn't make a transaction. And you're like, oh, I've got a deposit of some, you know, whatever crypto it was. So that's
yeah.
pretty nice.
The thing I like about Uphold and, you know, prior to the raid, I had an Uphold card. So I had some experience with it. And I also had another one from a site called crypto.com, and I have had the BitPay card. So okay. I've played around in the Bitcoin debit card world. The BitPay card was not impressive to me at all. There was no real reason to use it besides to use crypto
right.
to pay for things, whereas the other ones have these cashback or crypto back incentives. And once I found that there was a card that had that, I'm like, okay, finally. You know, I took every credit card payment that I had and I moved them all over to the crypto debit card, because you can, in some of the cases, you can get more than 2% back if you like stake some of the coin of the card. So there's different sort of setups that
yeah.
they have. But the thing that I really liked about the Uphold card, and I think that it makes it the best card out there in the market, and again, they're not a sponsor, it's just my opinion about it, is you can keep your balance in Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash or Stellar or, you know, whatever other one
yep.
that they accept. So you hold your balance in the crypto, whereas every other Bitcoin debit card I've ever seen or heard about, they always make you like, okay, you're out of dollars on the card. Now you have to authorize us to, you know, move some Bitcoin.
Convert
into
some
dollars.
More, right? Re-up,
and,
if you will.
Yeah, and you have to like, all right, well, I guess I'll take, you know, $500 worth of Bitcoin and change it over. And then, of course, you know the price of Bitcoin is going to go up as soon as you do that. And it does. And
yep.
you're like, man, when you can actually hold the balance in the Bitcoin, it only moves it into dollars every time you make a purchase. And that's it. So yep. you never actually hold dollars. It's amazing. So kudos to them for that, because more of those cards should be like that. And they're not. For some reason.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Captain Kickass.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. You can acquire it in two ways. You can go to xmarkets.com. That's a centralized exchange. But it's one of the more interesting ones because they don't actually care who you are. They don't do know your customer.
I love that.
Hoop jumping. So check out exmarkets.com with just an email address. You can sign up and keep your privacy intact. That's xmarkets.com. You can also get it on Uniswap. There's a link to Uniswap on the front page over at intercoin.org. That's where you can learn more about the Intercoin vision. That's once again intercoin.org. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go. I don't believe I'm saying this, but to Sarah in New Mexico, longtime listeners will recognize this voice. She, I don't think, has been on Free Talk Live in something like 2.5 years. Sarah, welcome back. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you. I really missed your show, and I just really love making you guys laugh for all the dumb things that we do here in New Mexico. But I'm actually very proud of our Senator Lujan, Senator Lujan, and then he's the one that from our state wants to make the alcohol detection devices mandatory on all of our new cars.
You proud of this?
Yeah.
Well, we have like a really great DWI problem.
Notice, you know, I didn't say we ever agreed with Sarah on much, but she was a really regular caller.
I remember
and
Sarah.
Always has interesting topics to talk about. You know, Sarah, we actually talked about this recently on the show, that they passed this. So you probably knew that, but some of our listeners may not know that as of 2026, the federal government is intending to mandate alcohol detection devices of some sort. They have yet to figure out what the device exactly is going to be, what technology it will be, but it'll be in every new car, and every driver will have to pass a DUI check in order to not only start but continue operation of the vehicle. And Sarah, you're saying you think this is a good thing?
I just wanted to explain the technology. Is that the thing is it uses laser to analyze the gases released in your breath and also your perspiration. So me and you were having a dialogue that they have to breathe in, or that is the technology. So it's just automatically done. I thought they would suck in some air and analyze the breath.
What does it do for methane?
It's a laser. It's amazing that it's actually a laser that analyzes our gases. That if you're of a certain alcohol point, that it detects it.
So basically, Sarah, you know, aside from your being impressed with the technology. And I'm sure it's very impressive. And again, they still haven't made the decision on what it's going to be. The article I was reading said it might be some sort of infrared detection in the steering wheel, that it would scan somehow your blood through your skin and be able to detect blood alcohol content. But basically, you're saying now that everyone who drives a car should be considered a suspect and treated with a search essentially every time they get behind the wheel. And you're okay with that?
Want that for New Mexico drivers, because nobody knows how to drive. They all love to drive drunk. In this state, all the cars need to be treated like a criminal. I really do. Again, we're back to being number one in pedestrian fatality per capita.
We were worried that you'd been hit by a car, and that's why you hadn't called the show for so long.
Well, actually, I was in the process of moving. I was having a lot of problems with my apartment. So now I'm with a roommate, and his name is Richard. You could talk to him right now.
No, that's okay. We'd rather to keep you on.
It's been so long since we talked to you, Sarah. We'd prefer.
Well, and if you avoid vehicles, I could see moving being a real problem.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. It has been a long time. One of the things I like about Sarah's calls, she doesn't agree with us on almost everything. Yeah. So, you know, we've got, there's always interesting conversation.
Your point about it being an invasion is on point.
Yeah, it is
an impressive technology invading our privacy.
Yeah.
It is definitely the assumption of guilt rather than the presumption of innocence.
I mean, think about how few people actually do this, right? Actually get behind a wheel and drive drunk. It's what? You know, 1%?
It's a minuscule amount of people.
It's a very small amount. So now everybody is literally being treated like a suspect. Even people who've never touched a drop of alcohol in their lives
now
have to pass this.
You just know that this is the doorway. This is the 1 foot in, right? My fear has been
for what? Government totally regulating the cars? I mean, they've been doing
that
forever.
They're going to regulate other things. So, all of the recreational marijuana legalization that's been going on in some states.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I predicted was roadside blood tests. They're going to have some way to like jab your finger, like a diabetes, you know, prick your finger, put it on a little thing, put it in a machine. Oh, there's THC. This guy must be high.
You're under arrest. Unauthorized levels of cortisol in your blood.
Right.
We cannot allow you to start your vehicle until you are less stressed.
Right. So your example of like, you know, maybe some sort of a detection through like your sweat or your blood or something, right? This can open up the door for not just DUIs, but for many other things
detecting
that they can test.
Anything
at all. Yeah. Oh, this guy has had opiates, and they're not prescribed by a doctor or something, right? You know, you've taken something for whatever reason.
A friend gave you a pill.
Yeah, you had a headache. Oh, here, take this. Or you pulled your back. Here, have one of these.
Yeah, I wonder what the limitations on this technology are. I mean, okay, so you're running a laser through the air that I'm exhaling. How much can you tell about my unique biochemistry based on being able to do that? Like, can you tell what my cortisol levels are? Can you tell what my hormone levels are? Can you tell what my diet is?
Can you smell the garlic and onions I had for lunch?
Right. They might just...
it's scary stuff, and it, as you say, it could be the tip of a very scary technological invasion iceberg, if you will.
Well, it's part of the what's the terminology I'm looking for? It's the bio tyranny, right? Mm-hmm. We're seeing right now, we're seeing that happen a little bit with the, we'll call it the COVID events, the government's reaction
to
that,
the COVID passports,
all that kind of thing. And you got to have a medical test to go see a concert, and you know all this crap. You have to pass it. Like, you don't have to prove you don't have AIDS to go anywhere or do anything. You know, it's ridiculous the reaction that governments have had to this thing.
Yeah, and the tyranny isn't stopping anytime soon. But let's get back to your calls and thoughts. Wendy in Washington State, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi. I was just wondering, I don't quite understand the Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, but I don't quite understand it.
Sure.
But normally you guys kind of change it up a little bit and do different things.
Right.
Anyway, love your show.
Oh, was this just feedback? You're just saying you want us to talk about something different? Okay.
Well,
yeah, we've got a lot of other things that we can talk about. But, you know, as far as understanding Bitcoin, if you're interested in it, I would suggest spending a little bit of time looking at it. I mean, look, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and, you know, watch a couple videos and see if you can wrap your mind around it.
Well, and I actually suggest, too, if you don't understand Bitcoin, you must first ask yourself whether or not you actually understand money. And I'm talking about United States dollars.
Well, that makes sense.
Do you understand that? Because if you don't understand that, you must first educate yourself on where money comes from and how government prints money and how more money comes in. So you might actually start there before you, mm-hmm. you know, once you understand that, then all of a sudden you'll have a much better understanding of Bitcoin.
Okay, great.
I don't think it's required, though, Captain. I think you can just jump right into Bitcoin and learn how to use it without having to understand what the dollar is and why it's a terrible idea. But it certainly wouldn't hurt to
right.
do that, too.
And one of the things that people tend to think is like, well, I've got to understand exactly how Bitcoin works, like how it works behind the scenes in order to use it, and that's just not the case. In the same way that you don't know how a bank's clearinghouse works.
How about you electricity? I still flip the switch and it turns on and off.
Many people do not know how to write or read or even play a musical instrument, but they still enjoy music, right? So you don't need to know 100% of the workings of the background of it. You just kind of need to know how to use it.
Wendy, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. And so, you know, a bit of a different story, but not surprising, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency because of the new coronavirus variant. The, what are they calling it? The moronic one?
Yeah. I mean, they're all moronic, but...
Oh, you mean Omicron?
Omicron, which
Omicron
apparently
some
brilliant person on the internet figured out that it's actually an anagram, which means you can take the letters of Omicron and rearrange them into the word moronic. Oh, and did you guys hear that the word COVID, I think it's Ovid in Latin, means sheep?
I have, yes.
Yeah, you hear that one too? I checked it. It's true. 603-283-6160. You can join us. Just things that make you go, this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 3.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.